No, not really. We came here with we had a couple of focus points. We wanted to get a 60-minute game, 65-minute game. We haven't really. We've got 40, 45 minutes so far. We've underperformed. We just wanted a good, solid 65 minutes, you know.
First few minutes, a tight enough affair. But once that first goal went in and then you got the second soon after, you really, really destroyed them.
Yeah, well, we haven't really been scoring goals the last couple of years. You know, it's something that we've been doing a bit of work on. We knew we had... We were creating chances in training and in other games and league games, and that just wasn't coming off. So it was about time we got a good solid score on the scoreboard, you know.
And building up that sizeable lead by half time, but there was still a bit of work to be done. And the start of the second half, really, that absolutely killed it.
Yeah, we didn't want to give them any sort of hope at all. We knew it was a nil all game at half time. Strong breeze there. If we gave them a chance, you know, Matic would like to get a couple of goals and we'd be in a dogfight. You know, we just wanted to kill the game in the first 10 minutes.
The way you took some of your scores, the way you passed the ball around, reminiscent of the Blues teams that were winning championships a few years ago.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether you can speak about us on the same calibre as them, but listen, it's something we've been working on. We're getting down now, we're getting fitter, and we have the players who can cut teams open, and, you know, it's going in the right direction.
I mean, you have Andy McDonald back, you were able to bring on Jamie Carr, who did a very good second half, a couple of young fellas coming in as well, all chomping in the bit now, semi-final places up for grabs.
Definitely, yeah, it's going to be a hell of a 2 weeks now till the semi-final. Everybody's looking for a place. The likes of Jamie there, a bit of experience coming in, gave us a good boost in the second half. Andy coming back from America gave us a little boost as well. So, yeah, it's going right.
What can you take now going into the Pats game out of this? It wasn't much of a contest in the end, this one tonight, but would you have preferred maybe a little bit of a tighter confrontation, a tougher test?
Well, we felt it was tight enough until we got that early scoring in the first half, on the start of the second half. But, listen, the Pats are the fucking standard bearers at this level. We're just trying to compete with them on the day.
But if you take the performances from the weekend, Pats struggled a bit to see off the Marys last night. You come out and do what you did tonight against Mattock, you'd have to say you have a fair chance.
Well, everyone has an off day. I'm sure the Pats had an off day last night. Everyone's allowed that, you know. I'm sure they'll come out all guns blazing for us now in a couple of weeks.
And for yourself, it's one of your best performances in a while, probably tonight. Everything clicked into place.
Everything clicked into place. The hamstring injury I had cleared up, so I'm just happy to be playing, to be honest.
And 2 weeks now to prepare for the Pats, and still great to be involved with the Championship this time of year.
Yeah, it's great. We slipped up semi-final last year. We're looking to go one better.
And you owe the Pats one from 2 years ago?
Well, we'll see you in 2 weeks.